Are you considering a consulting role, but you're not sure if you have the right experience? Then join Strategy Sprint for a one-week virtual consulting project that will help you add amazing US-based work experience to your resume. And until April 26th, you'll get $200 off the next Strategy Sprint project for an early bird discount. See the link in the show notes to get the discount and to join Strategy Sprint. Just a few more quick details about the project. In Strategy Sprint, you're staffed in a team of six led by a former McKinsey Banner BCG consultant, and your job is to answer a strategic or growth question for a real client. In the project, you'll not only confirm if consulting is right for you, but you'll gain incredible US work experience for your resume. And as a bonus, we'll even help you add the experience to your resume. Again, link in the show notes to learn more and to sign up for Strategy Sprint.
If you're one of the fortunate few to have a great recruiting contact, someone in a professional or a recruiting role at consulting firms like McKinsey, at top tech firms like Google, or at any of your dream firms anywhere in the world, then this is for you. Because sometimes, even the best of us will let a contact go quiet for a period of time, and then rekindling that connection can feel a little bit awkward. Well, today in this episode, we're going to talk about some of the nuances you have to think about based on how far it's been since you last talked to your contact, how you should relate to them through what channel, what you actually should say, and the script that you can follow when you're actually doing the outreach. Before we dive in, make sure that you've subscribed to this channel for this and more amazing content. The first thing that you want to do when rekindling a networking contact is to be aware of the nuances around when it's appropriate to ask for what. So we have a few key guidelines that can help here. Number one, if it's been under 6 months for you to have talked to the person and the last time you talked, they indicated that they were open to creating a referral for you, then a direct ask for a referral is totally fine. You can do it over email or over LinkedIn, and there's nothing else required. However, if it's been longer than 6 months and or you never originally asked for the referral, you're going to need to jump on the phone with your contact. In addition, if you never did a specific tactical recruiting conversation with them, you just caught up about a beer and your old life, then that's a totally different kind of catch-up. You need a professional catch-up in that situation as well. There's a third option as well, which is that you have had contact with somebody in less than 6 months, but it wasn't a tactical conversation specifically focused on your opportunity to apply. You might need to update them in a more professional setting. Maybe you just grabbed a coffee, but now you need to do a call. So making sure that you understand these nuances, how long it's been, and what you did in your last interaction will help you determine what you should do next. Now, our first guidance is that the primary form of contact when you're re-establishing or rekindling a relationship should be through email. Maybe you never sent a formal email before, you just interacted on LinkedIn, or maybe you had an email exchange, or maybe you just have an email from a calendar invite, but using that email is going to be the most professional and appropriate way for you to rekindle the contact. Make sure that you send them a message on email and then wait 1 to 2 weeks before you follow up either by email again or through another channel like LinkedIn. So what exactly do you say when you're putting this email together? Well, we've got some specific guidance for that as well. In fact, we've rewritten emails just like this one, not just for people rekindling relationships, but also for selling or setting meetings with high-profile people inside their company or at clients that they want to work with. So if you have an interest in that, check out our Power Presentations program. But for this specific context, if you just want to know, what should I write in my email? The first thing that you should do is provide a reminder of your initial conversation. Hi there, just following up on the conversation that we had about X. Do not include the timeline in which the conversation happened, because if it was 1 to 2 years ago, it might feel like this email is coming way, way too late. Second, make sure that you give them a short and sweet recap of what you talked about. Here's what we discussed the last time that we were together. Third, mention anything that's happened in between. Say you got an interview invite from a competitive firm. Mention the name of that firm and the specifics about the interview. Let's say that you did a new job. Let's say you took some advice that they gave you and you built a skill or got a leadership position that you didn't have before. Any of the above, that interim step is super important to show them that you've made some progress since the last time that you talked. And finally, make sure that in that copy, you ask for a time to connect on the phone. That call that you'll have, just 15 minutes, is an opportunity for you to provide them with an update and for you to specifically ask about and plan for a referral with the organization. However, it is often important in this email to mention that you'd love to discuss your background again and give a quick recap and talk about next steps. But if you think it's appropriate, you can also say, if you'd rather not jump on a call, please let me know and we can do this exchange by email. Some people would really prefer that, and giving them an out inside this first email is a great way to focus your attention. In summary, if you have a warm contact, don't flush it down the toilet. You definitely want to make sure to rekindle the contact and to do it in a way that will make them excited to hear from you with an update, an insight, and an action. Make sure you know what the nuances are about when you should share what. And make sure specifically that you focused on the right call to action so that you can drive the best opportunity for success, not just in this one interaction, but across the portfolio of opportunities that you're looking for. And of course, if you want help along the way, in the show notes, we've linked to a couple of ways that we can do that, both free opportunities and paid coaching programs. Thank you so much for joining. We hope that you learned a lot. Now that you know how to rekindle an old networking contact, we hope that will increase your chances to actually break into some of the most difficult interviews in the world. But if you're wondering exactly what to do, when to do it, how to do it for your specific circumstances, we would love to help. You can email us, team@managementconsulted.com, to talk to somebody, or you can link in the show notes to follow and read about some of our programs. Of course, if you don't want to do any of that, but you just want to stick around for a while to get more great content just like this, please subscribe to our channel, leave us a like, and make sure that you drop a review into the comments. Thank you so much for joining.